If I were to recommend two poets to Fish House visitors, one would be from among the ancestors, Gwendolyn Brooks. I really admire her poetry for its risk-taking, its inventiveness, its deep investment in the possibilities of language, both in terms of meaning and in terms of sound, and also in terms of emotional range. A study of her entire body of work would constitute a lesson in poetics and a lesson in U.S. history of a certain period. And for both of those reasons, or all of those reasons, I highly recommend her work. To choose another poet from among the living, I'm inclined to choose someone whose career is just beginning rather than someone who's well established and whom Fish House visitors might stumble across on their own. So to go beyond the poets already on the Fish House website, I would recommend the work of Mindy Lewis Obadike, whose first book, Armor and Flesh, was published recently by Lotus Press and is fabulous. She's a very different poet in many ways than Brooks, although they share a similar sense of adventure within the realm of poems. Obadike writes very compact, compressed poetry in which a number of complicated ideas and associations are packed into what one might call deceptively short and simple looking poems. Read them again, and read them again, and they will continue to unfold. So those are the poets that I would begin with, although I would love the opportunity to create a much longer list.